Fadayat space.
What language?
Arab.
And what is what was this festival called Fadayat?
It's about connecting spaces. Creating spaces. Filling spaces.
Is it the word Fadayat meaning also border or space?
No.
Space.
Fadayat is the antithesis of borders.
Because sometimes antithesis similar words.
Fadayat is about freedom of knowledge and freedom of movement. It's about creating space. We don't fuck with borders. Borders try to fuck us up, but we don't need borders. We can swarm all over the place using the internet, for instance. We can try to understand not by words, but by watching. If you watch and if you shut up, you can even understand an Arab. Well, that's also crossing borders. Shutting up. Silence. Silence is golden, golden, but my eyes can't see.
What did you do?
Streaming. Streaming. With the juice flowing. Streaming is a physical thing. It's not just making radio on the internet. It's something where the juice has to flow. Without juice, there's no stream, there's no flow. And the stream we made here at Fadayat had a serious flow, a serious juice. People were sweating. People were exchanging sweats. People were smoking joints together, mixing liquids from mouths, from noses, from bodies, sharing parties on the beach, and sweating and fighting and arguing and enjoying and having a good time. And I think this can somehow transcend through the internet to people who happen to pass by browsing to Stream Time, for instance, or to Fadayat and catch the stream. But it's a different experience. Being here at Fadayat is a different experience from being online somewhere else, I think. For me, the best part of the stream was the meetings, the connections we made, yeah, between the universe of Raed, who was saying how he moved from the Baghdad and Amman universe to the California universe, and then he made a connection meeting Ana Valdez, who talked about the universe of Jenin and the Palestine territories, and then they met when Raed explained that his father is from Jenin, yeah, and that Palestine, Jenin is a different universe than where he is, but they met because Ana Valdez made this film in Jenin and was writing and talking about it, and that was the real thing. That was the real stream, the private. What I liked about this article that Pedro wrote about GIS, you know, the public open space ring for streaming, is that what we call streaming is not a reproduction of television or radio. It's the combination of intimacy, which is for me part of making radio, and open access. So intimacy and accessibility, the key words in this article. There's something to work out. And I think this Fadayat was a good example of both creating intimacy and open space.
I hear someone saying about this Stream Time performance. It was like a cat.
A cat.
Yeah.
Scratching. I didn't look at it that way. Yeah.
He meant that it was something that changed his idea of what you can do with streaming and.
And that's what the cat does?
In that sense, it was a cat.
Oh, a cat.
A
Ah, not un gatto.
No,
ah, okay.
Cat, cat,
okay.
Stretch.
A cutter. Okay. Yeah.
Living this side.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
It looks bad.
Yeah. Ah, we're only at the beginning of what streaming can be. I'm not so happy about the hang-up that is going around here. That's the hang-up about the audience. Who is watching us? Who is receiving us? For who are we doing this? I think it's too early to think about the masses, reaching the masses with streaming or stream time. I think it's more valuable to concentrate on the dynamics of the flow and the event. And before we reach an audience, we have to come up with some real good stuff. What we are now doing is experimenting, you know, and finding out what actually is this new medium of streaming. Because it has far more and bigger potencies than compared to models like television or even radio. So the combination, for instance, of radio and streaming, or the chats, or whatever, the mixing of the media and especially the physical events, you know, where the people actually meet. The real border is between people meeting physically in a certain location and people meeting on the internet, in the virtual, in the cyberspace. If you can cross that border and create an intimacy on the internet, where you can smell each other, you know, where you can feel each other in some way, then you're really streaming, flowing. That's a kind of perspective for the future.
That there is more intimacy in a meeting online than physical, in my experience.
Well, that's for you, because you're an online junkie. But I spent a few days with a friend who has no computer, who has no email address. I didn't see him for 7 years. We were not communicating really. But in a way, you can make up for 7 years being offline in 2 days of real intimacy. So it's not a matter of... it's a human right to choose your own medium of communication, you know? We cannot force or pretend to be the real thing. Would be completely exaggerated arrogance to think that you know, this is it. It's just one more way of communicating.
Yeah. The media is not killing the other.
No. Well, it depends how you handle it. Can't blame the media for the way they are being handled by people. It's more like who is consuming, but effectively it's more about who is producing. And the essence of streaming is not so much the production as a one-dimensional process, but the interaction and the collaboration and the networking that's involved. That's...
What do you think is the connection
I think, first of all, it's important that it's free in terms of economics. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. I think if you talk about migration, it's a pretty traumatic experience. And for many, keeping their lines with their homeland, with their family, is essential. And that's about intimacy and communication. So I think the marriage, if you like, between open access or access for all and streaming for all, whatever for all, is can be an important instrument for any kind of social movement that is related to migration. Because migration is one of the main movements in the globalized world. And I think we still have not found the proper discourse to connect with the experience of migration. Now, in a way, you can say we practice migration on the internet. you can change your avatar, you can change your nickname and be whatever you like in the chat or in the stream, which is a kind of virtual migration or metamorphosis or identity play or whatever you call it. But for the people who physically migrate, for whatever reason, it's a dislocation and it's a change of social status, of cultural status, of life. And this is not virtual, this is very physical. Now again, to make the bridge between those two experiences, the virtual migration and the identity game or whatever you like is, and the real thing of migration. And well, you are a migrant yourself, you talk about it.
You see, there is a seed of knowledge in metamorphosis.
I think metamorphosis is a necessary practice for everybody. You know, it's not an accident that the children very much like to dress up like their father or their mother or like Santa Claus or whatever. It's a very original, authentic form of playing. And it can be a tool for survival, but it can be also a tool for an artist. Again, the art of metamorphosis is ideally a way to overcome the trauma of migration, because migration often is a traumatic thing. But once you overcome, it only makes you stronger, you know. The thing that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And if you manage to to create a connection or a network or whatever kind of platform that taps from both resources, I think the content for streaming and freaking can be derived from migration. And I think the denial of borders, the denial of the trauma of migration can be harnessed by this kind of new ways of communicating.
So.
Eleonora, I like your dress. Thank you. Tell me about yourself. Who are you? Who is Eleonora Oreja? Tension is your continuity.
Yeah. Tension is in the sense of a force that's applied on something and modifies it.
And what force are you talking about?
Interaction between something you are and what happened in the space and around, so your interface with the rest that is not you, the alter.
And most of the time you feel the tension between yourself and your surroundings.
The tension is not really like I don't mean a nervous or an attack. It's just a dynamic. that moves something continuously. Can be harmony, but still it's... There is a constant pressure.
Okay. Now, you were born in Italy?
I was born in Italy.
You live in Amsterdam?
In Milan.
And we are now in Barcelona. So, where are you most feeling at home?
In front of a screen. Today I was thinking in Spanish a couple of phrases together with Italian and English.
You never think in Dutch?
Sometimes. Mm. I also dream very little, a few words in Dutch.
You dream in Dutch?
Seldom. It happens.
Do you ever dream about the screen?
Screen? Not a screen.
A screen, a monitor.
Well, I often have screens and today actually I have been dreaming a lot. We all went to the sea and we didn't sleep much. Then we kept on falling asleep on the beach, and every time I was dreaming, and there was this will to connect. It was constantly in my dreams. I was opening a chat or about to ping or something. Yeah, it's very often when I do visuals, I open something, so my dreams are more fast and. There is an effect on my dreams, actually. Computers are very much into my subconscious.
What is then the connection between streaming and dreaming?
I think there is a big connection. Because there is something, there is this audiovisual message that flow, that goes somewhere and it connects different places, different people. You know, like I had a terrible dream, a nightmare recently, that on the Saint Johann, this witch day, I was dreaming that suddenly all my teeth were coming out and I had them in my mouth. And I was hoping that they were just going back. So I kept them on in my mouth and I could not speak anymore. And then a friend came and wanted to drag me to the hospital because he said it was something terrible that had to be cured at once. And then we opened the door and we were in the hospital. So like the space, for example, in dreams, I always have these places that where I go back. And I keep on going back, and these places are mixed, and the distance is different. And in streaming, there is also this perception of like time and space that can be, you know, modified. You know.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, can you make a full sentence connecting dreaming and streaming?
Dreaming is like streaming with other dimensions.
Is it the difference between something inside and very private and something all over the place and very public?
In what sense?
What is the difference between dreaming and streaming? Between the two dimensions.
I'm not sure that dreaming is more private than streaming. Mm. If that's the question. No, I don't think dreaming is such a private thing.
Uh-huh.
And that are constant in my dreams, actually. For example, today, one of my dreams was I was in Amsterdam. And Amsterdam, instead of, was very hot. And instead of having canals, there were swimming pools all over the city. And when I was there, I had memory in that place. I remembered I was already many times in that kind of Amsterdam, for example, and there was a history going on and other people sharing this kind of virtual space. So I cannot assure that dreaming is so private. No, I don't think so. I don't have a better explanation, but I just notice what is happening to me.
And streaming is maybe not so public as you might think.
Streaming is very intimate. I agree with you. And there is something tactile in streaming as well.
Well, it's. You know the concept of dream time.
Can you explain it to me?
Dream time is a dimension of Aboriginal culture in Australia. They do streaming on a spiritual, meta-sensory level, but it has been dubbed song lines. Song lines are connecting the real time with the dream time.
Song lines.
Song lines.
Okay.
Aborigines are able to find their way following the song lines, which connect them with their parents and their forefathers, but also with their origins and, you know, hereditary lines and traces in the surrounding nature. So we have the dream time and we have the stream time connected now. Mille grazie.